ist die baldige Sache. Come on, Arasha. Come on, Arasha, Machshemoy. By Amalek, everything is B'mikra. What does B'mikra mean? Nothing's connected. If nothing's connected, yeah, if nothing's connected, so then there's Keilu no Kavim Tzoy. So first of all, the Hendigo Avishalom says, that Haman says, M'katrik, Yesh Ne'am Echad, M'fuzim Eferyad Bein Amim, Asher Dosei HaMelech, Enein Amoysim. Says the Hendigo Avishalom, that Dosei is Rosh Hateva's Das Teferes Yisod. In Oika the Kavim Tzoy. Oika the Kavim Tzoy. According to what we're saying now, it's Mamish Mamish Hafadik. Why? Because Haman is Ashakorcha. Ashakorcha has got a few meanings. One meaning is it's Kar, Ashim Kod. That's Oika the Bechin of Das. Das, we said, is his Kashrus. So that is Oika the Das. What's Midas Ayesod? Midas Akadusha. Korcha is also Miloshin Kari. Loshin Kari, Loshin Tuma. Loshin Kari, Loshin Tuma. That he tries to be Oika the Yisoid. He goes down the Kavim Tzoy, he goes down the Kavim Tzoy, tries to do Das is his Kashrus, Dvekus, Das is Dvekus. So he's Oikah over that with a Korcha, cold, a Kalta Mensch. There's no Dvekus of other, there's no Dvekus. Because Dvekus needs to stick things together. Everything is all over the place, there's no Dvekus, there's nothing to it. No Dvekus. And he's against the Midas Ayesod, there should be Mashpia to Malchus. That's a Morin de Kazach. So when Haman says that everything is Mimikra, that's Oikah the Das, it's Oikah the whole. So look at the whole picture that we're Mamim Muna Shlema, that everything is one thing is leading on to the other. So the Mechizik Mechiz Hamalek is where you see Taka Klor, how all events that occur are all one picture, and that's what we call Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is no Nisim Giluim. Nisim Giluim, you can say, is Kilo Pseid, Abay Shalom intervened over here, made the Nes Goli, the Nes left, goes back to Teva, Kol Tov Shalom Al Yisrael. What's the whole Sod of Megillas Esther? If you look at everything separately, Taka Subas Achashverish calls the Gzeira, terrible Zach, Nenim Sosh Achashverish, but then you see at the end how all the events, that's the whole Sodom, Megillas Esther, that you can see there's no Mikra. Haman is Mikra. Haman is Mikra. Haman is Mikra. You can see that one event was leading on to the other. He makes a Suda, so he gets Vashikat in the Suda, and therefore Haman is the one who's Miyatsim to kill, and therefore he needs another wife, and then Esther, and then Megillas Mazarish. And then Mordechai, the Ganser Zach, is all one long intertwined story. Isn't that the whole story of the Shitta Al Fishnin? That's the whole story of Shitta Al Fishnin. That's the whole Gilui Dosid Lovay. Megillas Esther is a Gilui of Dosid Lovay. Where we're going to see the whole Megillas Esther is the whole picture. It's the whole picture of the whole Shitta Al Fishnin, basically. Kaisra went to Golos, they learn from the Goyim, and Moshe makes a Gezeirah, and then Luchuva. This is the ongoing story, the whole picture of, but when it comes to the end of it, when we look back at Mafreya, we see how everything was all. Hashem was Makdim Refuah L'Makkah. Everything is all part of this one long thing. That is what Megillas Esther is. So the whole Megillas Esther is Hepach HaMikra. It's Hepach HaMikra. Homo would say Mseida, this is a coincidence of Mseida, some Matcha overheard Big Zem Mzeresh Mseida. All these things is all things. But when you see the clarity, how you see Mamish, how the whole story is a master plan, that's a miniature of the Gilui Nosei Lovei. Adem Shtait Esther Soif Kol HaNisim. Esther Soif Kol HaNisim. Hi, Frenglim. In Chazal, Chanukah came afterwards. So if Esther Megillas Esther, that's the Achris Hayom. That's where Kol HaMoedis Asid Lebotin Chutz Mi Purim. Why? Because Purim is Lasid Lovay. Purim is that Gilui with Lasid Lovay. Purim's the Hecher Adas. Purim is the Hecher Adas. It's when everything comes into one. Purim is the Shabbos Tikazach. Purim is the Shabbos Tikazach. That's why you can have a Purim Shulash. Because Purim, it says, La Yehudim Oysa Oyra, three times Oyra is Kesa. So, yeah, you have a Purim Shulish, when it falls on Shabbos. Shabbos is Das. Shabbos is with a Gilead. By the way, you know, Api Kabbalah, Das and Kesa. You know, when you can't Kesa, you don't count Das in the Esses Frias. When you can't Das, you don't count Kesa. Because one's a Gilead of the other one. Going to what I'm saying, it's Gevalti. Because what's Das? Idea. What's Idea? Hechem and Bechir. What's Hechem and Bechir when you see everything is all one picture? Isn't that Kesa? That's Mamish Kesa. So on a 3-day Purim, which means when it falls on a Shabbos, so you've got three times Oira. Like Yudimoysa Oira Vesimcha, you've got three times Oira. Three times Oira is the Matriya Kesa. It's the Purim Meshulish. It's Matriya Kesa. That's the Yisoid of Das. That's the Yisoid of Das. So Mela. That's why after Oira comes Taka Simcha. Because what's the word? The word is, you see, Shabbos is his man of Shira. Why is Shabbos is known as Shira? Shira is you go up and down. Shira is you sing high and you sing low, like we said. That's the Zman of Shira, because Shabbos is in the Gala. You see the whole picture. You see the Aliyas and the Yiridas are all together. You see Aliyas and Yiridas are all together. So that's the Dag of Adam Lifnei Achet. Understand? That's the Dag of Adam Lifnei Achet. Taka, what did Adam Rishon do Lifnei Achet? He sang Shira. Hayom Nashishi B'Shabbos, Hashem Malach. He sang Shira. Shira is when he was still on the Matzav, on the Itz Adas, Shabbatikun. Before the Nochash got involved, before Homer gets involved, Homer and Tach Mikra, so therefore he divides everything. When you see the whole picture, when you sing Shira, Shabbos, you see the whole picture, he divides the Shira. Because that's the vort of Simcha. If it comes, and this is Mordecai, it's a practical yisod. Bring it down to practicality. You get a person, they haven't got Simcha Zawit Shem. Why? Because every day the mice is different. Yom Rishon, Sunday, the Rosh Hashanah created Or. Then was Constantine. Yom Sheni, the Rosh Hashanah was Mavdil, Ben Amayim Elyon, Amayim Tachtoinim, it's the day of Gvura. And then went Tuesday's Teferis, and then every day is Taka different. So if a person doesn't put things together, he doesn't realize that everything is past. So he thinks that when I did well, Shen, I did well. But then next day I did nothing, so I did not. It wasn't the same day. If it wasn't the same day, so it's no Shaychas. So today's Mamisha disaster. He can't pick himself up for tomorrow. If a person would realize that wherever Rosh Hashanah took me away from now, I want to get up early. Sometimes a person thinks about it. If it's his fault, it's his fault. But sometimes a person thinks, I mamish wanted to get up tomorrow morning early, and I wanted to learn, and I wanted to do something, I wanted to have a great day. And look what happened. This happened, and this happened. So then a person loses a simcha. Of somebody who lives in the hecha and hoga understands that everything is part of the picture. Everything is part of the idea. Everything is pre-kira yidia by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted me to have this type of day today. So I have to make an avodas Hashem out of the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prepared for me today. So if there was a yirida, you have to know how to deal with the yirida. If there was little toy, you have to know how to deal with the little toy. You have to yourself to learn double the next day. Everybody's own private cheshbonos. But if a person realizes and knows that it's all makusha together, so then there's simcha. When a person thinks that everything is sloppy, everything is separate, so you can never have simcha. That's why you see that people who separate, in other words, in the shul, they daven well, when they go out, they call kulik dashmi, they never feel simcha, never it's Hashem. Hashem, can a person understand that everything he's doing has to be incorporated? His aliyas, he reads, everything is incorporated, so that then he lives a life of simcha, right? Then he lives a life of simcha, because he's always happy for what he's doing. Everything is leading him one direction. He's excited, he's getting closer, and everything is getting him that closer. So Mela, that's like Yehuda Moisa Oira v'Simcha. After that is Misasoin is Mila. Mila is, like we said, Mashpia, it's Makabit, everything together, and it's Mashpia to Malchus, it's Mashpia to David Malchus Mashiach. So Mela, that's a whole new Ha'ora on the whole story of Purim. It's a whole new Ha'ora on the whole Sod of Mechisa Malik. And that's the whole Sod of Adal Yoda with Abu Maisa when it comes to Mechisa Malik. Hare Oro Homon is the Yitzhahara, is the Ra. Baruch Mot Chai is the Toiv. Adela Yoda bin Oro Homon and Baruch Mot Chai means you're going out of Bechira into the Hecher Yidia. There is the Yidia Tato, right? Ein Das Avdol Minayin. And then there's the Hecher Yidia when there's no difference between Oro Homon or where the Oro Choshech is Mishtam Shem Barabuvia. That's the Sod what we get, that's the Madrega that we get to Impur. Madrega we get to on Purim is the Madrega Adla Yada. We go Hechel and Bechira. It's not Bechira anymore, it's higher than Bechira. Why is it higher than Bechira? Because when you read the Homer Gadol Sester, you realize that everything is, every Baruch Shalom was behind everything. That's the whole God. Why is the Baruch Shalom not mentioned? No. Just see if I care. See where the Baruch Shalom is not mentioned, how even the Melech doesn't even know what he's doing. Everything is, the Baruch Shalom is putting the reins in Mordechai and in Esther and in Lahavdil Achashverosh and in Homon. Baruch Shalom is doing everything. Once you have a gilui in the idea, it's batel bechira. Poshut. once you get that gilui, that even Homon is everything Homon was doing, and everything he was doing, and everything is from one, everything the Rabban Shalom, so then it's batel bechira. So that's the bot of Adel Ayodah ben Arhon and Baruch Motchai. You're going hecha, and in that hecha, there's no chiluk between the Toiv and the Ra, because the Orech Hoshach and Mishtam Shem Barabuvia. That's the Esa Das, Toiv and Ra, Betikun. That's the idea. That's the hecha idea. That's Yisoid of Mordechai. Be the reason Mordechai is Yisoid Abba. Mordechai is the Madrig of Yisoid. The Yisoid of Abba. Abba is Chochma. Chochma is the Sherish of everything. Yisoid Abba. Midas Yisoid. Yisoid of Abba. He'll bring everything back to the Sherish. It's Mordechai and Esther. Reserve it to the Kesa Malchus. Kesa. Ekesh Eke. And the Malchus. And Menichet. Echaz Vashti. Vashti is Melashim. Shtei, two. whole darga malchus is you should bring everything, malchus bring everything to the echad. So the case of malchus, we see everything is all one and haga, and that's tachas vashti, that's instead of vashti. The whole darga malchus is to see everything as one. And there was the mardika malchus, the klippa, that the Haman can get into a malchus, the klippa. Because the malchus, the klippa, is fakir. Malchus is supposed to show that everything is one, it's for the malchus. And this is fakir, it shows that everything is separate. The Malchus of Klippa and Haman got together. But that's the word. Modcha Yatzam Lefnei Melech. Lush Malchus. That's Lush Malchus. Making Modcha. He said, Abba, bring everything together, get to the Shoresh. And then save Kalanisim. That's Ayel Asashacha. Esta Malchus, Lamanzecha, Ayel Asashacha, Mizman Adovit, Ayel Asashacha. Save Kalanisim. Shvizorich Tzita, the ganze build, the whole story. See everything in the Boim Hedder, Boim Shlam, Zbekesha. With us all the time, all the Yiddish and the Rit and the Aliyahs together, they all break into a Shir Hashem, a Shira with the high and the low tones, Shir Hashem Shechadosh Meher B'Yameinu Amen. There's no Mechama, because the Oran Choshech and Shtam Levuvi is also in Zach. The Purim is the Arya Prozim outside Yerushalayim, right? They were Loichem in Yimel, and the Menucha was in Yerdalet. So Purim is in Yerdalet. Purim is always one day after the Mechama. It says in Shushan, they asked for one more day to kill the Sonim in Shushan. So the Mechama was Yud Gimel and Yerdalet. Menachu Bahem, Menachu, Menucha was when? On Tezvav. So Purim outside is the day of Menucha for the outside, and Shushan Monday, one more day of Melchama, so they're Nochmas. It's almost the same word like Shabbos. During the week is Bechira, it's Melchama, and the Shabbos is Menucha. Shabbos you go up to the Das, Shabbos you go up to the Nidia, you go up to the Das. In the Das is no Melchama. So they fought. Amalek spreads everything. Mimela with Amalek around, Kil is Bechira. Mechir Samalik means you go up to the dag of Adalai Yada, you go up to the dag where there's no Melchama, no Melchama v'nochu behem. That's not a Melchama, it's a Purim, that's the same thing. The Purim, the dag of Hechem v'chir, there's no Melchama, so Purim is Afghanistan. It's just like Shabbos is Lamalam and Abchir, so there's no Melchama, there's no two, it's all in one. If there's one, there's no Melchama. There's Oyev and Soine, it's all one. So too, the whole water Purim is the day of Menucha. The day of Menucha shows that it's Lamalam, it's Meal v'chir, it's Lamalam and Abchir. That's why Purim is dafka the day of Anachma. So Sema says that why did they take such a rampage, killing? Sema says because when Mashiach comes, and we'll see the air that's a cup drape, that is hacked in copper on the Yitzhara, and we realize that everything seems so loose, everything seems so yens. We look back, we'll see how monish it is. Havada will be so much more bakas. Will be so much more bakas in it. Mela kims for the psa. You kims for the psa gitazach. Kims for the psa. You lure us away for psa tachlis, for psa tailis. But over here, v'stachagunish. You came with nothing. So that when we see losses lovoi, we see losses lovoi. The mafreya, he was pasha trying to stare us in the whole matzav over here. With nothing, then we'll have much more. We'll have much more cast with him. He could say psader. Now is the time of Menucha. Don't get so angry now. No, only then Ash will be chap. How angry we are with it. That's what Semis, and that's why after the Yeshua, Esh the Mafreya, they realized how bad he was. Therefore they went in a rampage. That's what's going to happen. That's going to happen. It's low as well. But clip of Haman, that's why it doesn't say Yud Kevav Kev in Megillas Esther. The whole plan of Achashverosh Lach Malchus the Klippah means that nothing's connected. So there's no Havaya. Havaya is way away every year. It's all one and Hogger. Not to watch Shalei Nivroel, not to watch Nivroel. That's why it doesn't say Yud Kevovkin, Megillas Esther. Hoya Hoy Beviyeh means it's all the same, it's all part of the same Anhoga. That's Anhoga of Hoya Hoy Beviyeh. That's Anhoga of Hoya Hoy Beviyeh. So Haman was trying to hide that. Haman Achashverosh was trying to hide that. Abataka, Yom HaShishi, Vaychula Shemayim, bring in Shabbos, because Shabbos is Yediyah. We see the whole picture. You see the whole picture, so you bring it in with a Yud Kevovkin, Yom HaShishi, Vaychula Shemayim Lawrence. Who gives us the whole picture? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is connected Friday. Yosef HaTzadik is Erev Shabbos. Tvoyach Tovach V'Hochem. Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik brings it into Shabbos. the Mashpia, the Soit to the Malchus. The Malchus is all the different ups and downs. That's Malchus. That is Malchus. Ups and downs. David HaMelech is ups and downs. Life full of ups and downs. He also is Mashpia. That's Friday coming into Mishatarach Be'erev Shabbos. Yechel B'Shabbos. And then Shabbos is Yechel to Yer Mashishi Ve'echel Hashemayim is Yechel to Yud Kivavki. It's the Hoya Hoya Ve'yeh. And that's connected to Chashverish Vahom. And that's what they were trying to hide. Yud Kivavki is the opposite. It's the opposite of Mikra. Mikra is nothing's connected. Not the Hoya, not the Hoya, not the Yeh. Nothing's connected. Yeah.